Republican Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina called for the Senate Ethics Committee today to conduct a complete review of his own actions. This follows reports that Senator Burr sold up to $1.7 million worth of stocks just before the recent market collapse. And then Senator Burr delivered some mixed messages. He gave the general public an optimistic picture of the coronavirus, but behind closed doors, he painted a much more dire picture, comparing it to the 1918 flu pandemic. NPR's Tim Mak has been following the story and how it raises questions about an 8-year-old law designed to prevent elected officials from profiting off information they learn while serving in Congress. Hey, Tim.
Hey there.
All right, so just remind us how this all started with a piece of tape that you found.
That's right. This all started when NPR obtained and published a secret tape of Senator Burr warning a private group of well-connected constituents how bad coronavirus would be. He made this warning 3 weeks ago, and while he warned attendees at this private luncheon about his concerns on February 27th, he never told the broader public. The news organization ProPublica saw my story and wondered if Senator Burr was acting on his private pessimism about the coming coronavirus crisis, and so they dug into Senate financial disclosures and found he had dumped between $628,000 and $1.72 million of stock in a single day on February 13th in 33 separate transactions.
That's very striking. Okay, and that story centers around a law called the Stock Act, right? Can you just tell us what is the Stock Act and how it applies here?
So Craig Holman, he's the government affairs lobbyist for a watchdog group called Public Citizen. He was one of its earliest advocates.
Prior to 2012, the insider trading laws that applied to you, me, and Martha Stewart didn't apply to members of Congress.
So the Stock Act prohibits lawmakers from using non-public information gathered as part of their official duties to enrich themselves through the stock market. It also requires lawmakers to file financial disclosures of stock transactions, and that's where ProPublica got its information. The Daily Beast on Thursday picked up on NPR and ProPublica's reporting and published their own story, suggesting that another senator, Senator Kelly Loeffler, also made stock market transactions based on private coronavirus briefings given to senators. And questions have been raised about other senators as well. Loeffler, for her part, says that financial advisors manage her stocks and she doesn't take part in it. And Senator Burr said in a statement today that he made his stock sales all based on publicly available information he saw in the news, not any sort of private information gleaned from being Senate Intelligence Committee chairman.
Tell us, what have been the reactions you've heard since this whole story broke?
Well, some government watchdogs have really swung into action. Noah Bookbinder, he heads up Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. His group filed a complaint with the Senate Ethics Committee about the two senators we've talked about.
There's public information that suggests that they may well have abused their positions for their own personal gain in a time of crisis.
But there's some concern that the Senate Ethics Committee is kind of a toothless body as well. Daniel Schumann is the policy director with Demand Progress. That's a progressive group. His group filed a complaint with that committee as well.
The Senate Ethics Committee rarely, if ever, publicly admonishes or takes steps to punish members of the Senate. The Ethics Committee is basically a place where these complaints go to die.
That is a common perception. So what have we been hearing from lawmakers since this story was reported?
You know, there has been a real wave of public anger. Responding to these stories about stock sales. Senator Burr's fellow North Carolina Republican, Senator Tom Tillis, said that Burr owes the public an explanation. Senator Rick Scott also said that there are pretty high standards when you run for office and you shouldn't be using your office for personal benefit. A lot of bipartisan interest in getting some answers about this topic.
That is NPR's Tim Mak. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks a lot.